Thanks for downloading the More or Less podcast. We're the programme that looks at the numbers behind the news, and I'm Tim Harford. Earlier this month, the comedy panel show QI turned its attention to the world of running.
Here's a quick question. Who runs faster, men or women?
Now, before you say the obvious answer, remember the obvious is often wrong when Sandy Toksvig is asking the question. So, Sandy, please tell us the answer.
It depends. In a shorter race, say a 5K, for example, men tend to run 20% faster than women. But the longer it gets, the difference gets diminished. So in a marathon, it's about 10% faster men. 100 kilometres, it's about 0.5%. Once you get to a race that's over 195 miles, and why would you, is the thing, women typically run faster times. Now, why do you think that...
Women typically run faster times than men for races over 195 miles. Just the kind of fascinating factual nugget we're used to getting from QI. But is it true? Reporter Lucy Proctor, someone who is definitely a faster runner than me or anyone else on the More or Less team, once even recorded herself running a half marathon to prove it, is here to explain more. Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Tim. I have to say, I've always really liked this idea that if us women just run far enough, we'll eventually overcome the annoying physical advantage men have over us in running races.
Yeah, I mean, it is pleasingly counterintuitive, but tell us about this claim.
So the source of the claim is a report published a few years ago. It's called The State of Ultra Running 2020, and it's the result of a collaboration between the International Association of Ultra Runners and an organisation called Run Repeat, who crunched the numbers.
And who are Run Repeat?
They're a sports shoe reviewing website.
OK, so not a peer-reviewed academic paper.
It's not, but it is an interesting report. They base it on a huge tranche of data, looking at over 15,000 events that were longer than a 26-mile marathon, so-called ultra-running events, from all over the world, going back to 1996. And there's all sorts of interesting analysis about who runs ultramarathons and specifically how fast they run them. But they haven't shared their data with anyone.
OK. So what do they say about women and ultramarathons?
So in the study, they compare the pace of women to men in lots of different races. They say that the longer the race, the smaller the difference in average pace between women and men. So for a marathon, men are 11% faster. For a 50-mile race, it's 4%. And by 100 miles, they say men are just 0.3% faster than women. Then, for distances over 195 miles, they say that women are about 0.5% faster than men.
OK, so if the races are long enough, then women run the fastest times.
Well, not so fast, Tim. Remember, those calculations are based on the average pace of finishers. But if you look at world records for ultra distances, the numbers, alas, tell a different story. So we spoke to Dr. Guillaume Mier, a professor of exercise physiology at the University of Saint-Étienne in France, who is himself an ultramarathon runner, but also part of a research team that studied the differences in performances between men and women across a range of race distances. And he says men are faster.
If you take, for instance, the world record on over the 24 hours world record, there is a huge difference. It's like 270K for women versus 319K for men. So there is a difference. And I think this is just wrong to say that women overtake men in ultramarathons.
And 319 kilometres is over 195 miles. So this is now the territory that QI were talking about. So, Lucy, I'm confused. If you look at the world record for the furthest distance covered in 24 hours, it's held by a man, and by quite some distance. But the Run Repeat research says that over the same distance, women are faster than men. So can you woman-splain this to me?
Yes. I think we need to be clear about the kind of races we're talking about. So a 200-mile race is nearly 8 marathons in a row. These races can take several days to complete, and the runners will usually take sleep stops as part of the race. So overall, they're not that many runners' idea of fun. The numbers competing in events of this length are quite small, and especially the number of women. So if you look at park runs, which are 5 kilometres, 43% of participants are women. But when the races get really long, the proportion of women falls. According to the report that QI based their facts on, ultramarathoners are predominantly male. We don't have the figures specifically for over 195-mile races, but for races over 50 miles, the split is about 85% men, 15% women. And Dr. Guillaume Mier's personal experience of running the events suggests the small number of women competing take the events more seriously and prepare better than the men running.
It's true that there is not that many women at the start, but since they are very special, in average, they do a good job. And the longer the distance, the less women at the start, meaning that this very small percentage that you have on super long distances, women who are taking part of that are super well prepared. So this is not the same level of preparation as the men.
So women won't sign up to run 200 miles unless they really know what they're doing, but men might be willing to show up and have a go. That sounds rather sexist and also extremely plausible.
Yes. The authors of the report QI used have actually made this point. The research compares the averages of two groups that are actually quite different. A small field of highly prepared and professional women with a larger field that counts among it a number of men who are probably very fit, but they're less prepared and less professional.
So using an average of both fields is comparing apples and pears, and that makes the men seem slower.
Yes, although Dr. Mie believes that looking at world records is unfair on women because not many women compete. But comparing the average of two quite different groups is also quite problematic. It's a bit like comparing my best 10k time to the plodding men of more or less.
Sure, it's quite the same, Lucy.
Maybe not, but it was a good excuse to make it clear who's the best runner on the programme.
Fair.
And it's worth remembering that some ultramarathon races have been won by women. So the British runner Jasmine Paris has won several races, beating men. And even better than that, she is the daughter of not one, but two mathematicians.
Oh, I like the sound of her.
Yes, and she's not the only one. American Camille Heron has also won events against men. It does seem that something about this kind of race that women are particularly good at. Here's Dr. Nicholas Tiller, senior researcher at the Institute of Respiratory Medicine and Exercise Physiology at UCLA Medical Center.
There are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of ultramarathons around the world. A tiny fraction of them are won by women. Now, these are sensational feats of endurance, and it's a really fascinating phenomenon that women are sometimes winning these races. So certainly there is something about the demands of the race that seem to suit women better. And as you get to really long distances, these 100 milers, 200 milers, the determinants of performance are less dependent on maximal capacities, less dependent on absolute strength, less dependent on your maximal oxygen uptake. And it seems to be more dependent on things like peripheral fatigue resistance, physical and psychological robustness. And women have access to these physiological and psychological traits just as much as men do. So I think it's more common for women to outperform in the longer races. But generally speaking, men still win. Now, the one important caveat is that any given ultramarathon that's contested around the world will only have about 10 to 20% of the field made up of female athletes. So women are still being outnumbered in these races by 5 to 1, sometimes 10 to 1. And so until we have races where women and men compete in equal numbers, making direct comparisons is always going to be flawed.
So overall, there is some evidence that women are closer to men in ultra events and will win some races. But the experts we've spoken to don't think there's evidence that suggests if the race is long enough, women are faster.
Well, thank you, Lucy. And thanks also to Dr. Guillaume Mier and Dr. Nicholas Tiller. That's it for this week. But if you've spotted a number you think we should look at, please send us an email to moreorless@bbc.co.uk. Until next week, goodbye.